call. Of course, my wife, Alona, will be on the call this evening as well. Folks, you're going to want to grab yourself a pen and paper, a pad. You're going to learn a lot tonight, I promise you that. I'm going to share with you the knowledge that I've acquired, and not only that I've acquired, but also our webmaster and chat. It's going to be a very, very exciting call this evening. What time do you have, chat?
I'm sorry?
What time do you have? Do you have 8 o'clock?
I have about 9:01. I've got to record on, and I just muted everybody but moderators.
Okay, perfect. Olivier, are you on the call?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Alona, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Awesome, awesome. All right, folks. Well, let's just wait another 30 seconds because there's still looks like a lot of people logging into our conference room. For those who are in the conference room and to all our members, I want to say hello to you all first and foremost. Secondly, I want to give you an update that things are just going along phenomenally down here in San Antonio, Texas. We're looking to plug in our first servers in our 18,000-square-foot data center in the next 4 to 6 weeks, so that's going along well. I want to make a big public apology for not being able to do more conference calls for you. It's been extremely busy with the new data center being set up, but it's creating a new leverage point for our business. So I want you all to know that I think about you every single day, and I wish I could do more of these conference calls, but at the moment we just simply can't. But I want to welcome everybody to this conference call. This is a very special conference call. It is something that I've been planning out with Chet and my wife and the rest of our team now for many, many, many months. And we're going to reveal to you a new product at the end of the conference call. But what I want to start with is more a little bit about the story. I know a lot of people on this call are our members, and a lot of people know the story about me quitting my job. But what a lot of people don't know is something that is very dear to my heart. It makes me almost emotional every time I think about it, and is really the real reason, or one of the reasons, I gave up my job. Now, what everybody does know, or a lot of our existing members do know, is that I was an exercise physiologist working at a hospital in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, doing cardiac stress testing. What probably 90% of the people, and I want to share this with you because there's probably people on the call who feel like they don't get the spousal support that they need to build their business. Maybe they feel that the odds are stacked up against them. So what we wanted to do is just start the call, and I asked Alona to come on the call tonight because the first couple of years of our business was very, very hard, extremely hard. And this is something I'm going to reveal for the very first time, but folks, the main reason I actually got online 10 years ago about was out of sheer desperation. Now, the reason I want to share this story with you is not to impress you, but to impress upon you that no matter if there's any of you out there that feel like the odds are stacked up against you, but basically what happened is I'm going to come back to a story. I was a professional athlete for a good part of my career in exercise physiology. I was a natural bodybuilder competing at the national level. And 10 years ago, it's still very vivid in my mind, and this is something that a lot of you don't know, I woke up about 2 weeks before Christmas extremely, extremely dizzy. Now, I remember saying to my wife that morning, and it's probably very vivid for her, that we were supposed to go off to the gym to work out because I was competing in a competition in just a few short weeks from there. And I woke up really dizzy, and I said to Alona, I said, I'm not quite sure what it is. And maybe it's the diet, maybe it's the low body fat levels, maybe it's the strenuous exercise, but I feel really dizzy. So we went off to the gym together, and do you remember that day, Alona?
Totally, yeah.
Okay.
Very vivid.
We went off to the gym that morning, and I proceeded to start doing my exercises for the competition I was going to do. And it just kept getting worse. I got on the leg press machine, and I started to do some leg press movements and stuff, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Long story short, folks, and I just want to fill you in on this. Within 3 days, I could not remember my own name. The only thing I could do, I remember I was driving down an interstate highway, and the only thing I could remember was my wife's work phone number. And so I called the phone number, and I said to Alona, I said, I don't know what's the matter with me. I know I've tried to get home many times in the past. I know I've been on this route many times in the past, but I don't know how to get home, and I don't remember anything, and please help me. I was immediately rushed to the hospital thinking that I had a stroke, and folks, here's something that I've never shared with anybody before, but what it turned out to be, they rushed me to the hospital. There was no signs of a stroke. They thought maybe Lou Gehrig's disease. They thought multiple sclerosis, any type of neurological disorder, maybe even brain cancer. What it was a medical mystery. Nobody knew what was going on with me, so that's how I got on the internet for the very first time. By the 3 months after investigating and many days of massive migraines and complete confusion on a consistent basis, I jumped online because I knew I wasn't crazy. I'd gone to the last neurologist, and they basically said, look, Joel, I have no idea what's going on, but there's a good psychologist on our floor. They're, all of our tests have come back negative. And by that time, folks, I had gone from about 240 pounds at 7% body fat because I was a competitive athlete, down to 165 pounds. Now, I'll share with you some very vivid images of my life back then on a website at the end of the call. But how I got online is I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew there was something wrong with my body. I knew I didn't lose 80 to 85 pounds for no reason. So what it turned out to be was aspartame poisoning. And that is the real reason that I've never shared with many of the people on the call tonight was aspartame poisoning from artificial sweeteners in Diet Coke and yogurt and things like that. So that was my first introduction to the internet. And from that point, for a long time, probably 3 years into running a business online, I just needed to find something that I could help support my family with. We had our first daughter born, and I couldn't work because the amount of massive migraines that I was getting every single day were so debilitating that I had to stay, under the light and stuff like that. And so those were very rough times. And maybe, Alona, if you just wanted for a minute or two, share with people, because I know a lot of you, we go to a lot of seminars. People say, how do you get the spousal support? And folks, let me tell you that God works in very mysterious ways. If it had not been for the severe poisoning that I went through, that is very hard for me to even talk about, I would never be as blessed as I am today. And believe me, I still feel blessed thinking about all the dedicated Kiosk and Hot Conference members we do have. Is there anything you want to share, Alona?
Well, I just wanted to also let people know that from a wife's perspective or a spouse's perspective, it was a very scary time for us, for our family, just starting. I was in a management position with a very popular financial institution. And, I was the only one at that time bringing home money. Little baby on the way, and we couldn't afford to have Joel being sick and have Joel not working and have Joel, being on the internet looking up what could possibly be wrong with him and that kind of thing. So it was a very trying time. I'm not going to lie to you and say that it was a bed of roses. It was a very trying time. But as a couple and as a married couple, we grew a lot together from that time. With every obstacle that we came through, we just grow that much stronger. And I just wanted to let, people there who have a spouse or a significant other who's not entirely supportive that, that maybe they should... just to be patient and to sort of maybe try and put the shoe on the other foot and to, the internet is so much in its infancy and, things happen for a reason. And I firmly believe, as does Joel, that if it weren't for his mystery illness, that we wouldn't be reaping the rewards of that today.
Wow. Well, again, folks, you may be wondering why we wanted to share that story with you. One, it was something that had been bothering me since the inception of developing our company. I wanted people to know the truth. but more importantly, just to press upon you that, you know, you may be at the start of growing your business, and we're going to get into the more important aspect of the business, which is what I've learned since being poisoned from aspartame to help us build literally a multi-million dollar residual income company. Now, that is why I feel so blessed with all the very dedicated people that are on the call. I can see that there's 186 people in the conference room and so forth. So we're going to move forward with that. Is there anything, Chet or Olivier, that you wanted to talk about before we get into the meat and potatoes of what we want to talk about here tonight?
Actually, I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about all this, and maybe I can step in here and there and put in my two bits.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so does everybody have their pen and papers ready? I hope you do, because I've identified 21 key steps that have really helped us grow a multi-million dollar company, and I really hope, folks, that you take notes on this. Now, this call is being recorded. You did say, Chet, you started the recording, correct?
It is recording.
Okay, awesome. Number one, folks, number one. Is, and I can see a lot of people, by the way, in the conference room. I can't hear anybody in the conference room with question marks beside their names. Folks, we'll try to take a couple questions at the end of the call. But number one, write this down, folks, is you need to develop your own product or service. And as a good friend of mine, Mike Phil Same, once said, you need to become a me marketer. You need to develop a product or service that you create. Now, later in this call, we're going to talk to you about some fundamentals how to develop a product, but you really need to do that. Now, that product can be a service-based product. It can be a software product. We're going to go deeper into the call on that. It can be an info-based product. Now, a lot of people, and I put this on my video blog the other day, say, well, you know, I just don't have information that I think is worth any value. Folks, everybody, every single one of the 188 people in the web room, every single one of the couple hundred people on this telephone call, you all have value that people are more than willing to pay for. Trust me when I say that. So you want to be a me marketer, and we'll get deeper into the call on how to develop or how to find a unique product or service to develop. The next is you need to understand. So number two, okay, you need to absolutely, unequivocally understand the fundamentals of the internet. Okay, now, you know, if you look at someone like Donald Trump, and let's use him as an example, is he unequivocally says you need to understand your industry. So if you don't know what FTP is, if you don't know what HTML is, if you don't know what a domain name is, if you don't know some of the fundamentals, now I'm not saying you need to be an expert. You don't need to be an expert, but you need to have some level of understanding of the fundamentals. So what is cPanel? What is a domain name? How does a domain name work? How to check email? Those are absolutely critical. You need to have a basic understanding of the industry. Folks, if you're going to be a serious contender in the internet or the internet world or develop a product, you need to know the fundamentals, okay? Now, we're going to come back around a little bit and talk to you a little bit more. Well, okay, if Joel tells me – now, let me take a step back here for a second. That does not mean, as an affiliate marketer, you cannot make a healthy income online. Now, let me focus on what the key concepts of this call is. It's how to develop an income that is in the millions of dollars, okay? I do a lot of affiliate marketing online. I am not dissing it. It is a key component of our income. But if you want to build up a business that is worth millions, you're going to need to develop your own product or service. I have friends and colleagues who have made hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in affiliate marketing, but they created a leverage point first by developing their own product. So believe me, you can make great income affiliate marketing, but you also want to try to create your own product. So, how do you create a product? Well, first and foremost, I'm going to use the examples of our own company because a lot of people say to Chet and myself and Olivier, how did we develop such a large or medium-sized company in such a competitive market? You know, web hosting. Let's face it, folks, there are millions and millions probably of web hosts on the internet today. Now, how did we crack that market in a successful fashion? Now, I want everybody to start thinking about their own product right now, because here, what we're going to do on this call is we're going to help you come up with a product that you might want to market or develop yourself online. You need to have a product that non-commoditizes your business. This is number three, folks. You need to have a product that non-commoditizes your business. Now, what do I mean by non-commoditize your business? You can't develop a product that is a commodity. Now, let's take web hosting as an example. Web hosting, no doubt about it, is a massive commodity. Commodity meaning you can get it anywhere. You can get it at some of the biggest competitors. You can, you know, we all know that, but a lot of people are with us today, and I'm going to explain why our company continues to grow and how to develop a product and turn it from a non-commodity. Now, how did we do that? I'm going to come back to the first couple of years of being online. That was very difficult for my wife and I. What I did is I decided I was going to sell web hosting in a local market, okay? And we did, and this is how we first developed our first non-commodity. When you want to non-commoditize your product or service, you need to develop a leverage point. You cannot sell somebody a product or service by force. You need to develop a leverage point. Now, I hope everybody understands that. You need to leverage office. You need a springboard to be able to pierce a market. And there's many ways you can do that. I'm going to explain the first way that we did it when I first got online. And this is well before affiliate marketing. This is well before our company going international. I looked at the web hosting market, and I went door-to-door to every web host in the Elmer area, which is where I'm from, and I tried to sell them web hosting. Now, this was 10 years ago, folks, so can you imagine the response I got? Well, I own local XYZ restaurant, and I don't really need web hosting, Joel, because, you know, if somebody in Japan clicks on my website, you know, it's not going to provide anything for me. And in fact, if somebody actually buys from me, you know, I'll give you free food for the year. Now, that was the type of response I was getting on a daily basis. So I went out in a local market. Now, I'm not saying you have to do this, folks, but I want to just share every aspect of my knowledge because that's in the scope of this call. And I came home very discouraged, and I said to myself, you know, those people are absolutely right, because the Internet back then was not nearly as recognized as it is today, okay? So I said, okay, how can I develop a leverage point to springboard something where people will take the web hosting? Now, at that time, my dad had a local advertising agency that did telephone directories, okay? They did Yellow Page directories. And he had been selling ads in his Yellow Page directory for many, many years. And the people, because they were advertising in that directory for such a long period of time, understood the perceived value of the directory. In other words, they knew that a whole or full page ad in that directory was approximately $1,500, okay? So I said, because when I went out to sell web hosting, folks, most people said, I don't even, $20 a month, $40 a month, $50 a month, I don't even know what it's worth, but I can tell you this one thing, I don't want it. So I created our first leverage point. Now, this is an important aspect. I came back to the people who were advertising in our directory, and they said, look, I know what it costs to advertise in this directory. And I said, look, take our web hosting at $20 a month, and what I'll do is I'll put a free additional ad in our telephone directory for you. Okay? Now, that free additional ad gave them an initial perceived value, like, wow, this my full-page ad cost me $1,500 a year. You mean to say if I take your web hosting at only $20 per month, you're going to give me another free ad in the directory? And I said, yes. And I said, we're going to take it one beyond that. We're actually going to develop a local portal where you can we will advertise your website to the local market. It created leverage point two. So can everybody see what's happening here? Is we went from a commoditized tool to something that was non-commodity, because people said, well, why should I not host with all the other local hosts here? You mean to say if I host with you guys, I will get free advertising in the directory, okay? So that is the moral of this story, folks. You need to develop a leverage point that does not commoditize your business. Very, very important. So how did I explode on the international market scene approximately, I guess, seven and a half years ago? Does everybody remember what an FFA is, or a free-for-all lead? Do you remember how effective those were about 6-7 years ago? For those on the call who are new to the internet marketing world, it was a very, very effective way of generating leads for your business. Today, they're pretty much useless. Similar to Safelist. Safelist were very effective in their day, pretty much useless today. The internet changes on a daily basis. But think about this leverage point that I developed. We were the very first, very, very first web host on the internet that had an FFA system attached to their web hosting. Now, back then, web hosting and bulk mailing just did not go hand in hand. Most web hosts, and Olivier, check, can you agree with me? If you were bulk mailing, you were a spammer, it didn't matter what it was, FFAs, they were going to shut you down, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
for
so
sure.
That is, you got to non-commoditize your business. So how do you find a product that does not commoditize your business? And when you go away, when you step away, folks, from being a commodity to being something of a non-commodity, then you're never dealing with price, okay? We are one of the most expensive web hosts on the internet. I know that. I know I can go get web hosting for $3, $4. I know I can get web hosting for $5, $6 a month. But what keeps the leverage point for us? Well, we know the online marketing world very well. People don't care what they pay when they get the physical understanding. Well, I wouldn't say what care. Let me back up. They do care what they pay, but they're willing to pay more because we understand the internet marketing community. We've got the autoresponder systems. We've got a lot of tools in our members area to help people grow their business. So that's why we've stayed in business for so many years, okay, despite being more expensive than the others. We're not considered as much of a commodity as some of the other web hosting companies out there. Now, I hope everybody understands that so far. So we're going to move on. So, you know, you want to create leverage points in your business, no matter what. Now, now let's move on to the next point, which is, how do you find a product? How do you find a service? How do you sell, or how do you know what you sell online? Now, Mike, Mike's upstairs in the conference room here. Mike, can you come back to a soft presentation mode just for a moment, please, or come back to standard mode, because I'd like to see how many people understand so far by putting a Y in the text chat for me of our VoIP conference room. Everybody understand where you have to create a leverage point and become a non-commodity. Very important. Okay, I see a couple Y's in there so far. So everybody understands that. Great. Okay, so we're going to move forward. So go ahead and put it back in medium presentation mode, or leave it in soft for now, Mike. That's okay, too. Leave it in standard mode. So how do you define a product? Think about every single product in the world today, folks. A product has to do one of three things. It has to make life more convenient. More convenient, it has to make life easier, or it has to fix a problem, okay? Three core things that you need to have when developing product or service. Has to make life more convenient, has to make life easier, or it has to solve a problem, okay? Now, the best place, the very best place to find out what people want, need, and what is more convenient, and I'm in there an awful lot, and I don't post in there, I just listen. You want to be a good listener. The Warrior Forum. Listen on the internet, folks. Listen to what's going on in the communities. You know, you hear some, here's a new one from Mike Filthay, marketingproductreview.com. Marketingproductreview.com. Another great resource where you can listen to what the problems are in the internet industry. Now, if you go and you focus in on a problem, okay, or you say, geez, you know, you hear somebody complaining in the Warrior Forums, you know, I just don't understand how to do this, and it was a big mess, and I can't quite understand how to set up my autoresponder system at AWeber. Well, there's a system that you can create that makes things more convenient, okay? Now, pay.com, which is another thing that's done by Mike Filthay, and I'm going to use him as quite a bit in this call because he is a good friend of mine, was born from the Warrior Forums by listening to what the complaints were of the people in the marketplace. That is how you find a product that makes life more convenient, easier, or solves a problem. Okay? If you can do any one of those three things with your information product, your service, or software product online, or this even goes completely offline. Now, I'm going to share an idea that I just had with Mike the other day, and it's going to sound silly, but it's completely off the internet. We have three dogs in our house here in Texas, and every once in a while, one of our dogs takes the liberty of marking their territory in our house, okay? And the problem is we can't find out where they went and marked the territory, so we have this awful smell that comes into the place. We can't find where they went and, did their duties on the carpet or on the floor, and so how do you solve that problem? Well, the problem is what? Problem is you can't find where the dog went and did their duties in the house. Relative if they urinated in the house. And then the other problem is you can't get rid of the smell because you can't find the urine stain. So what if somebody came up with a product that actually would, whether it would be a black light or whatever, you'd shine that over your carpet and all the stains come and appear themselves. How many people would buy that product? Because, and the whole marketing ploy would be behind that is you can't clean up a urine stain that you can't see. And there's thousands of products that clean urine stains, but the problem is if you can't see it, you can't fix it, okay? So that's how you create a non-commodity. Black light, that's what Marge says, exactly, black light. So I'm just using that as an example. It's not an internet example, but that's how you create a non-commodity product. Everybody understand that. Put a Y in the text chat for me, please, in the conference room. Perfect. Okay, so we're going to keep moving forward here. For those who are on the telephone line, I apologize. There's a slight delay between the VoIP conference room and being on the telephone line here. So you want to be
Joel,
good listener. Yes, Chet.
Would you mind if I mention a couple other methods
of
finding a product?
No, absolutely. No, guys, Olivier, Chet, you're on this call to cut in and give your feed. I really value both your information, so please go ahead.
Two other methods that work very, very well is go to eBay and look up the Pulse page. It will give you the 10 hottest items in every category for that particular day. And also, don't ever neglect Amazon, which is one of the busiest sites on the internet. Go there and check the hot items of the day, and that'll give you a quick way to find a need and a hurt and find a way to build a product to cure that.
Perfect.
And also, there's we have a marketing forum that's free. It's called chatandpromote.com. It only started last year, so it's fairly new, but it's working great. I mean, I see views of topics of in excess of 100 plus, and so that's definitely real humans looking at real offers. So that's also a very good resource, chatandpromote.com.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, we're going to continue on, folks. Great information. Thank you, Olivier and Chet. And again, guys, if you've got any, stop me at any time. Don't be shy. We're doing this call together to give our listeners as much information as we can. The next thing we want to cover is the psychology, folks, okay? The psychology of why people buy online, or more importantly, why they don't buy online, okay? Now, I've recognized this as to be true in my business for many, many years. Now, it works for Amazon. It works for eBay. It works for Google. It works for a lot of the large companies out there. And that is, and I'll tell you the reason why, is shopping carts on a website are not necessarily a good thing because people without brand recognition, okay, so the Amazons, the Googles, the eBays, they've all developed a certain level of brand recognition. Now, what's brand recognition? They know, like, and trust the service. When you know, like, and trust the service, you don't mind giving your credit card information. That said, it takes millions and sometimes billions of dollars for Sony and Best Buy and all these other bricks and mortars that have online presence today to develop brand recognition. I don't have millions and billions of dollars. I'm sure Chet or Olivier don't, or many people on this call, to develop massive brand recognition. So how do you get people to know, like, and trust you? Now, if you go and take a look at the hot conference or kiosk websites, you'll see that there are no shopping carts. There is no pricing on our index pages. There is no buy now buttons on the index page. Now, why is that? Those two websites, now, folks, you're going to want to write this down. It's a very simple concept, but you're going to want to write it down. Those two websites that we have up with our affiliates are not there to generate sales. Now, you might say, what? You know, how do they not generate sales and yet generate millions of dollars in income per year? Well, they're really there to generate leads first and foremost, okay? Now, why is that? Look at the psychology of when somebody or how people use the Internet. The Internet is what? It is the information highway. It is not the e-commerce highway, and I hope everybody can agree with me on that. And what I mean by that is there's never been a time where you're sitting down to dinner with your spouse or significant other, husband, wife, doesn't matter, girlfriend, boyfriend, and you're watching something on TV or you're sitting down to dinner and then all of a sudden you get this large impulse to go and buy something online. You just run upstairs with your credit card and go, I've got the urge to buy something. Now, there might be some fanatics on the call who say, no, I've done that before, but by and large, for a good bulk of the population, you haven't done that, right? So the point of this is how do you use the Internet as the information highway? Well, you might be watching TV. You might be having an engaging discussion at the dinner table with your family about a product or service. What do? You want to learn more about that product and service. So you go to the Internet. You type in certain keywords to find information on that product or service. Correct? So that's what your website should do. I understand that some people are looking for an MLM opportunity, others are looking for a VoIP solution, others are looking for a web hosting company that understands the internet marketing world. So we've catered the information on our website to attract people who want to read every bit of information on our website about those respective products and services. Now, the call to action is not necessarily get people to buy, but get people to fill out our forms to become part of our lead list. Because then how do you generate the know, like, and trust? Through a series of emails and autoresponders. And a good testament to that is the approximately 400 people total that are on the phone lines and in our conference rooms. Without your name and email address, folks, you're not going to build the business that you want. And unless, of course, you have the millions or billions of dollars to generate the brand recognition that it takes to really, develop that know, like, and trust. So everybody, why in the text chat if you understand that very fundamental thing? Our whole business, now this is very important, our whole business since day one has been centered around one thing, capturing a name and an email address. That's it. That's all. Our whole business. Now, you know, a lot of people made that popular. We have all heard the term the squeeze page, okay? And if you go and look at some of the top internet marketers out there, they've got a one-page website, and you can't get anywhere else unless you give a name and an email address. Now, that is very effective. But for my business, I felt that what I wanted to do was create a series of pages where it gave them just enough information to try our demo and fill out a name and an email address. Very important. Is there anything, Olivia or Chet, that you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, so what you're basically saying here is that the Internet is more about information. People aren't interested in seeing prices as soon as they visit something. They want to know more.
Exactly. You know, what happens, Olivia, when you come to a website and the first thing it says, you know, buy XYZ product because it's only $499. What's the initial subconscious response? Is, I'm going to leave this website because he's not going to provide me the true valid information I'm looking for because he's trying to sell me something. It's not creating a positioning standpoint. It looks like from your website, you're trying to offer something to somebody that you want to sell to them. Whereas you put information on the website, what it is you're intriguing the person to want what you have. It's not like you're trying to push something to sell to them that you want to see. You go from a position of desperation, folks, to a position of authority. That's very important as well. Go ahead, Chet. I know you had something you wanted to say.
And it's one of the things that lacks on the Internet is face-to-face communication. So you're lacking that in a lot of cases. And so you have to build trust, and how you build trust is by communicating with people, and the statistics will tell you that you normally don't make a sale unless you're a Mike Filsomy or a Joel Terrien until you contact people 5 to 7 times. So if even if you sell them something up front and don't collect their information, you're limiting your ability. If you collect their information, then you've got the ability to sell them time and time again, and it's always easier to sell to someone the second time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So does everybody understand that too? Okay, you need to develop your website on the forefront that looks like a great information website, not force something down their throats and try to sell them. Again, if you go to Kiosk or Hot Conference, you will see that there is purposely no pricing on the index pages of our websites. Very, very critical, very important, okay? So the goal of your website should be on the forefront to generate leads and not sales. You need to develop your brand recognition, which is done, as Chet just said, through a series of newsletters and autoresponders. Very important. Now, if you're looking at building a business, okay, that you eventually want to sell, and some of these are going to be in order, and we have to move along quickly. I see it's already 35 minutes into the conference call here, folks, is ideally you want to build a business that generates residual income, okay? Residual income, very, very important. Especially important if your exit strategy down the road is either to sell your company or, you know, if you want to keep it that fine. I will tell you this, folks, and this is absolutely true. There have been people that have offered us already millions of dollars for Kiosk and Hot Conference because of the residual income. And we are not selling the company, but it's very important if that's what your exit strategy is. A company is not worth much if it's based off a one-time sale, okay? Now, as you can see, both our companies, Hot Conference and Kiosk, and any other of the websites that we put online have been centered around residual income. And so does everybody understand what residual income is? It's not a one-time sale. It's monthly residual income coming in month after month after month. Now, here's something critically important. The only problem or challenge with residual income is increasing the lifetime value of your customer, okay? Now, let's say you've got a product that you're selling for $20 per month, and that product, lifetime value of the customer is they last 3 months, okay? And, well, then the lifetime value of that customer is $60. Not a great lifetime value, but it's nevertheless a lifetime value. Here is the key to increasing the lifetime value of your customer well beyond a three-month period, if that's indeed what it is. It might be years. It may not be. But let's say you've got a short lifetime value of your customer. Now, a lot of you are going to think about this and say, geez, you know, Joel actually did this to me. And it's just part of a sales strategy. And as I told you at the start of this call, I wanted to feed you all the information that I've learned over the past 10 years on how to build a business, not only that does millions of dollars residual, but you got to admit, folks, we've been online for 10 years. We must be doing something right by this point, because I have seen hundreds, if not thousands, of the latest and greatest opportunities come and go in the past 10 years. Can everybody in the conference room agree with me? A lot of you have been with us since day one, have seen companies come and go again and again and again and again and again. So we're on the right track here. Now, here is how you increase the lifetime value of your customer. Sell a mixture of yearly and monthly subscriptions. Very important. Now, I'm really letting you into the whole hidden aspect of our business. A lot of people have bought the private labeling of Hot Conference for the year. Now, did we do that on purpose? Absolutely. Why did we do that on purpose? You know, a lot of people who are building an online business, we are impulsive buyers. We buy on emotion. We also cancel on emotion. Now, let's use a real-life example. You just got a bill in the mail. It's $830. It's for your property taxes for 6 months. Now, you just realize that you don't have quite enough money to pay that bill. Now, look at this as the end of your prospective client, folks. You don't have quite enough money to pay that bill, so what goes first? Well, could be your hosting account, could be your hot conference account, could be whatever product or service you're selling. But here's the important thing. You just bought the private labeling for a full year. That gives you the secondary choice of, I just spent $250 on private labeling, and if I cancel my hot conference account now, I'm going to lose out on the year of private labeling that I already paid for. Okay? Now, is this ethical? Absolutely. Companies do that all the time, folks. So when you want to increase the lifetime value of your customer, provided you provide a great service, okay, folks, you have to provide a great service. You have to provide a reliable service. You have to provide quality service. But if you want to increase the lifetime value of your customer, offer varying degrees of subscription. Some might be monthly. Some might be weekly. Some might be, whatever. Alvin, I just saw some people putting links in the text chat. Folks, please don't spam the conference room for now. There's times and place to do that. But does everybody understand that? You want to have a varying degree of monthly and yearly subscriptions. Anything you guys want to add to that, Chet or Olivier?
Yeah. So what I think is important is that you want to give a reason to people to stick around. Right. Anybody could get hosting from anybody. But if you provide something with that hosting that kind of ties the person to the company, then you've got yourself retention. A perfect example would be the VIP franchise system that we had going for a while. Somebody has a franchise, they got a full system set up, and if they leave, they lose that franchise. So small items like that, make sure that people have a reason to stay with the company rather than going with the competition.
And hey, along with what you're along with what you're talking about, Joel, is one of the most profitable businesses that you can set up on the internet today are membership sites. For under $100, you can set up a membership site, and that's residual income month after month after month. You set up four or five membership sites that are making you $100 a month, and you're on your way to a good solid income.
Absolutely. Look at some of the Harbeck or Rich Life Club. There's so many members. YouTube is an example of truly of a membership site, folks. And look at the billing. Actually, did you guys see on the news that for the very first time ever, YouTube is now more popular than Google on Alexa rankings? Now, that is a huge paradigm shift. It shows you the popularity of social networking and membership sites right now. Absolutely.
Hey, Joel?
Massive. Yes.
Hey, Joel, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, I'm Rondo. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. This is, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Armando Montalongo. I am from the hit reality TV show Flip This House on A&E. And I told Joel, Joel told me he was having the conference. Joel and I are friends, and he told me he was going to have the conference. I said, Joel, do me a favor, let me call in. I said I'm in it right now. I'm in Las Vegas. I'm actually giving my own conferences on doing real estate. I said, but I've got to call in on yours if you don't mind me butting in for 2 minutes because I'm extremely passionate about what you're doing. And if I can,
sure.
Joel, can I take just a second and tell them what happened? Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. No, go ahead, please, Armando.
So Joel contacted me. Well, now it's been a little over a year ago. And he said, look, I've looked at your website. You know, it looks okay. He says, but I bet you it's not making me any money. Or I bet it's not making you any money. And I looked at him and I said, you know, I mean, like, honestly, how'd you know that? He goes, well, I've been in this business for a long, long time. He goes, and the problem is most people's websites, they look good, but they don't know how to make money. He goes, if I taught you how to make $600,000 in the next year, would you be interested? And I said, absolutely. I'd totally be interested. And he goes, okay. So what he did is last April he put my website ArmandoMontalongo.com together, and what he did was he went and says, this is how you structure a website, and he showed me how the business works, and equally as importantly, why it works effectively. And what's happened is, I think to cut to the chase, what's happened is he has helped me average, through the strategies and techniques he's taught me. And I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised at how easy this is because I'm not a real estate person. I mean, 2 years ago, I'm not a real estate person. I'm not a technical person. You know, I don't know the internet. I said, Joel, how am I going to learn the internet stuff? I don't know anything about the internet. He goes, here's the thing, I do. So that's what I'm here for, is I'm here to teach you. He goes, you know real estate. He goes, but I can take somebody who knows nothing and turn them into their own personal guru and money-making business. So he went and did it, and over the last year, this April will be 1 year, I have averaged $70,000 a month in sales. $70,000 a month in sales. So what happened is Joel's actually blown away his own promise. I've made more money than he told me he thought I could make. And here's the other thing. I was listening to the conference, and he's talking about creating a membership website. And I got to be honest with you. That's something that I didn't do, and it's something Joel's been telling me to do for the last year. And everything Joel has taught me to do or told me to do has come true. He goes, make $600,000. His first promise to me was, I'll teach you how to make $600,000. Blew that out of the water. He goes, if you do this to the website, you'll make this amount of money. He blew that out of the water. You do this, you'll make money. Everything he's been teaching me has been making me tons and tons of money. And then what happened is, he's been telling me, you got to have a membership portion, you got to have a membership site. And I didn't do it, and I've gone and I've looked at the numbers, and I'm losing $30,000 to $40,000 a month by not having a membership-based site. Now, I'm still making $70,000 a month, but I can make an additional $30,000 or $40,000 a month had I listened to every strategy Joel taught me. So what happened was is by me not taking the action and following through and listening to him all the way, I've lost money. But every time I take action and I listen to exactly what he tells me, I don't make a load of money. I make a tremendous amount of money. So though I'm out of town, I said, man, I got to call in Joel. I got to tell people my experience with this because this is real world, real life experiences. And I'll tell you what, me being on TV has nothing to do with making money on the internet, nothing. So let me just dispel that belief right now, because I'd already been on TV for a year, almost a year and a half, and I didn't make a single penny on my website. Joel goes and teaches me how to do this, and in the first like 3 or 4 minutes, I made $1,500. The first day, I made $4,500. The first month, I made $48,000, and I'm averaging $70,000 a month just because of what Joel has taught me to do. And the thing is, it's simple, it's systematic, I mean, and it's truly a business in a box. And I mean, I'm passionate about it. I love it. It's you guys have an opportunity to have what, in my opinion, is the perfect guru. And what you don't know about Joel, see, you guys are associated with him, so you know about him. So I look at the world a little bit different angle. He's so humble about his knowledge and experience. Okay, but in my opinion, of everybody out there, Joel is the guru for internet marketing, and he is the absolute guy.
I'm blushing
so,
now.
I'm not blowing smoke. This is just fact. This is just fact. So I'm excited about your product, Joel. You know, and it's not a wish you could or if you could. It is an absolute must for you to get this product so that everybody on this phone can have the same result that I've had. And Joel, you're great. I love you, my friend. I got to jump. This is how passionate I am. I'm giving a conference in Las Vegas. I'm giving a seminar, and I have 60 people in the room. I got off stage. I left to make this call because this is important. I put somebody else on the stage to speak. I'm going to go back to go finish my conference. So I got to tell you guys good night. But get Joel's program because it is the best, absolute best, bar none. It's a business in a box, and we'll definitely teach you what you need to know to make money in internet marketing. Okay?
Wow. Thank you, Armando. I'm blushed. I'm humbled. Good luck in Vegas, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
All right, my friend. Take it easy. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Wow, I lost my train of thought, guys. Where were we? That was I wasn't expecting that. That was very, very nice for Armando to call in.
Wasn't that nice?
We were up to membership sites.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Armando said. Okay, let me get back here to my notes. So we talked to you a little bit about creating a mixture of yearly and monthly subscriptions. Very important. Okay, next thing, folks. That I want to talk to you about is developing a unique selling proposition that is not centered around a commodity. Very important, okay? What is a unique selling proposition? I would imagine that everybody on the call understands what a unique selling proposition is. It is what makes you or distinguishes you as being unique in the marketplace. Now, if you develop a unique selling proposition like, we will beat anybody's price, okay? What are you doing? You're falling back into the commodity market. and people won't believe you. Why won't they believe you? Because Walmart and Target provide the best price as well. Okay? So it's very, very hard to compete in a unique selling proposition based on a commodity or based on price. So, have you ever seen on the kiosk website, and we're going to use kiosk because hosting is considered a commodity, kiosk website, have you ever seen us say, we're the best host bar none? Never, right? Never, never, never have we done that. Why? Because it's just not believable in the sense that there are many, many reliable hosts out there. Now, what was a unique selling proposition that we created? We help people grow their business. So one of them was we have helped people generate as much as $300,000 in sales in 24 hours, which is absolutely true. Okay? Now, what person coming to our website and looks at that unique selling proposition would not be intrigued? And that turned out to be one of the best, and we test, and folks, you want to test on your website all the time. So what are some of the other, Olivia, that evade me, some of the other unique selling propositions that we put on our website that did very, very well?
Well, instead of saying we're the best and all that, we put the money where our mouth is, and one of the best ones is always to say unlimited domains, massive amount of web space. The web space is always very important. So instead of focusing on, hey, check us out, we're the best, we actually put it out there exactly how we can beat other people or other competitors. And also what we offered is different.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I want to see just another why in the text chat. I know there's people on the call that are muted. Everybody understand. Do not develop a unique selling proposition centered around the commodity or centered around price. It just doesn't work in today's market, okay? And again, remember, we're in one of the most competitive markets in the industry today, which is web hosting. Chet, is there anything that you want to say that you've learned about developing a unique selling proposition?
Well, I want to say something about the company we're talking about, Kiosk, and commitment to their membership. What bigger or larger commitment could a company have? People might be asking you, Joel, well, are you really committed? Are you going to stay with this company? Are you going to sell it out when Sony makes you an offer? You said no, and the reason I believe that is, you know, it's one thing to move your company to another city or down the block. Here's a family that actually, a couple families that picked up and moved to another country for the main purpose of offering better service to their members. If that's not commitment, I don't know what is.
Okay. Geez, I didn't realize I was going to be blushing so much. I appreciate that, guys. It's been a while, folks, that I've been able to talk with everybody on the membership. And again, it's not because I don't think about everybody daily. It's simply the fact that we're building a massive new data center. It is by far the biggest project that I've ever personally undertaken, and it's almost done soon. So we'll be getting back to spending more time together. But let's move on. I can see, oh my God, we've gone an hour already almost. There's a couple other things I really want to cover here, folks, that are very important, because I know a lot of you might be at the point now where you say, well, I've got my product, I've got it up and running, I can't seem to generate traffic, and I can't seem to get some of the so-called gurus as JV partners committed to promoting the product. Now, does that sound like quite a few people in the conference room? Could you put another why in the text chat for me if that's the position that you're at right now? Put a why. Okay, good. A lot of people created their product, can't generate traffic, and can't get others to commit to helping promote that product or service. Okay, I guess what we'll do is we'll cover this last one because I don't want to, we might be able to do another call in the future, folks. It won't be for a while because we're so busy with the data center. But let's at least focus on this, and then we're going to talk to you a little bit more of what I also promised, which is the new product that we're coming out with that will hopefully help you with a lot of these things. But how do you land a large JV partner? Okay, and how do you land the traffic from those large JV partners? Now, some people are not going to like this, but it's absolutely been true for my own business. You need to get to some internet marketing events, okay? So if you have to make a holiday out of it, if you have to budget it in for a year, if you have to, and there's cheaper ways of doing it too, but get to an internet marketing event. Now, here's why. I only started traveling myself about 2 years ago, okay? Ever since getting to some of these events and networking with some great people, now I invite a lot of you to go to my blog. I put a post up of spending the weekend at Stephen Pierce's house. Our business has tripled, okay, in the past couple of years from getting to some of these events. Nothing beats belly-to-belly contact, okay? Now, a lot of you, I realize that a lot of you don't have the traveling budget to do so. So I'm going to give you another way where you can attract high-end JV partners, okay? If you are using the product or service of another internet marketer or any company that you feel is doing well in the marketplace, go and analyze the product and find its loopholes, okay? Find its loopholes. And then what you want to do is try to develop a product that complements or fixes those loopholes in the product of the big JV partner that you're trying to attract. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, one, there's a couple reasons for it, but two, the main thing from my perspective, okay, most of the JVs that I've done personally have been with complementary products to Kiosk or Hot Conference. Now, Rodney Brace, I'm not at, I can't disclose it, but as an example, Rodney Brace has been busy creating a complementary product that probably some of the people in this conference room are privy to that is really going to do very, very well in the marketplace because it's a complementary product to Hot Conference. Okay. Now, you might say, I don't have the budget to create a product. Folks, you can go to scriptlance.com or elance.com or some of the other freelancing services on the web, and you can pick up a programmer for about $400 per month. Okay. Now, how do I know that to be true? Well, because we have our own office currently running in India of 20-some individuals, and I know what it costs for programming there. So you can develop for a very, very short budget range. Now, what is the more or least expensive way to get a JV partner? Write this down. It's going to sound insignificant, but very important. Now, being in the service industry, Chet knows it and Olivier knows it. Most people are motivated to put in a help desk ticket based on what? Anger or a complaint? Right? Chet, we know that, right?
Absolutely.
And
folks, we're just being honest with you. You know, we get people that come in and, oh, my conference room crashed, oh, my email's not working, blah, 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 fix it now. Now, I have done JVs with people who have called up and simply gotten on the phone with either Olivier or Chet or somebody else because they said, you know what, I'm just calling to let you know that I love your service. I love you guys, and I know all the people in the conference room, you know, a lot of you are with us because, you know, there's equal amount of respect. I love you guys. You guys love our service. But the point being, if you can create a complimentary service, could be a teaching service. Let's use Claire and Carolyn and August and those guys in there. They're very complimentary, and I'm very much in debt to them because they provide education to our members. But if you can create a complimentary product or actually call one of these companies and compliment them, the chances of you landing a strong JV with them is very, very important. Be approachable, but don't be pushy, okay? Call maybe once a month, once every, you know, every 3-4 weeks. You will – now, just as important as that and a cost-effective way of landing a large JV partner is know every single thing that you can about them. Know their birthday, know their wife's name, know their dog's name, know their kids, know where they live, but don't be, you know, just know a lot about them and be complimentary to them. You attract more bees with honey than you do with anything else, right? So that's something else I want to cover with you guys. Anything else, Olivier, check, because I know we've done some strong JVs with people that you want to talk about how to get a strong JV partner.
I think you covered it pretty well on my end.
Okay.
Absolutely, Joel.
Okay, so, you know, we're sort of running – God, there's so much more I wanted to cover here, but I see it's 10 o'clock, I guess, Eastern time, 9 o'clock my time. The other things I just want to cover quickly, and then we're going to talk to you a little bit more about what we've put together in our new program coming out, is number one problem when you seem to be really, really – stuck is get rid of distractions, meditate daily. Now, I know these sound insignificant, folks, but get rid of your distractions, cell phone, pagers, beepers, and everything else in between. Get rid of the distractions in your life and focus on one project at a time. Very important, okay? Focus on one project at a time until it is completely done before you move on to the next project. Now, those of you who have been members with us for many years, you know that my own character flaw myself was indeed I didn't do that. We are focusing on this feature in Hawk Conference and that feature in Hawk Conference and this new package in kiosk and stuff. Hopefully a lot of you have seen that by focusing and refocusing on just a few key things that, you know, we've really pulled away from that in our business, and as a consequence, our service is stronger and better, and we actually are able to come out with more products and services by focusing on one product at a time. Last thing I want to cover with you folks that's going to sound insignificant but very powerful, okay, and then we're going to talk to you a little bit more about what we've done, is take action now. Identify, folks, in your mind what's holding you back, as this is critical. There's a lot of people that, you know, they seem to get 80% of the project done and never seem to get that last 10 to 20% done, and as a consequence, the product or service, ebook, whatever, never gets done. Now, the main reason is for that is don't try to be a total perfectionist with your business, okay? Now, that doesn't mean don't be professional. That's not what I'm saying, is don't be an absolute perfectionist, because nothing is perfect in this world. If things were perfect, we'd all be supermodels and making millions of dollars that way. Is identify, don't be an absolute, no, be good. Be the best you can be, but don't expect anything to be absolutely perfect, because we don't live in a perfect world, okay? So that's, there's a lot of other things I wanted to cover with you, but I realize that it's getting late for a lot of people. What I'd like to do is talk to you more about the next highly commissionable product that's coming out. Very passionate about it. Very excited about it, folks. What we've been able to cover with you tonight is a small smidgen of the information that we've put together to help you grow your business, okay? A very, very small percentage. And what I've done over the past 6, 7, 8 months is I put together my very first DVD product that teaches you everything that I have completely learned. Now, I've only been able to share probably 10 to 20, not even 10% of the total knowledge that I've acquired over the past 10 years online. Now, this is what Chet and I brainstormed and said, you know, it's very nice to know the whys. It's very nice to know how to create a USP. It's very nice to know how to identify a marketplace and develop a product. But there's a lot of people on this call. For example, we all know that video converts on websites right now. It's very strong in sales. A lot of people don't know how to upload their video. A lot of people don't understand the fundamentals. So what we've done is we put together a system that is worth $899, okay? It's a 6-week boot camp, but in addition to that is I would like to give you guys my DVD on top of that. If you want to go to atozcode.com, atozcode.com. Mike, if you want to pull that up in the browser, then what I'd like to do is just talk to you guys a little bit more about the system we put together that's going to be very highly commissionable. We're going to bring it to the public market somewhere around the $400 range. Why don't we talk a little bit more about the boot camp that you're putting together, Chet, and talk. So what it is, folks, it's a full DVD system of everything, every single thing that I've learned over the past 10 years online. And what we'd like to do is offer it to everybody here who's on the call tonight for a drastically reduced price of $149.97. So what it includes is a 3-hour DVD where I go through every aspect of my business. And I'm just I'm going to scroll down on the page here and talk to you a little bit more about that. But what we thought is, you know, the problem with a lot of the products, info-based products on the internet today, is they give you all the why, but none of the how. So if you can picture this in your mind, folks, if you decide to take us up on our offer this evening for this DVD system, we're going to include you into a six-week boot camp. Now, in that six-week boot camp, we're going to back up the knowledge of the DVD so that within 6 weeks, you've got a business that's up and running and profitable. So you've got your product created. You've got your website up and running. So, Chet, do you want to talk a little bit more about the boot camp itself?
Yeah, Joel, what brought this idea to my mind is after working almost 2 years in the support room at that kiosk and teaching for over 3 years, I find out that so many people are not full-time marketers like some of us are. They work a full-time job. They come home. They get ready to do their internet business, and they don't fully understand what a cPanel is or WHM or FTP or HTML. They know a little bit about it. Somebody told them something, but they don't have a good solid foundation. So before they can even start a project, they got to go look up that basic stuff time and time again. Time is money. It costs them. So that's how Joel and I got together and said, listen, what's missing is a good solid foundation. We need to put together a good solid, at least a six-week course, cover all the basics, give them the basics to get started, but then teach them how to take those basics and promote a business. We'll teach you things like how to start membership sites, give you all the basics you need to know how to work with a WHM panel, all the things you need to do about the cPanel, how to password protect directories. Olivier has agreed to come in and share his knowledge. Olivier, do you want to talk a little bit about what you're going to contribute to this?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, when I heard about this project, the boot camp, I really was impressed, and that's why I decided to, why not put myself out there as well? I mean, I've done a couple of years of training as well. Now I stopped, unfortunately, because of the workload and my responsibilities with the company. But certainly, to me, I mean, a lot of people say, I don't have all this technical knowledge. I didn't go to college to learn all this internet stuff and HTML and FTP, uploading files, videos, the whole nine yards. People think it's so complicated. But to me, since the start, when I started teaching, I always viewed it as somebody in a dark room, okay? You can't see anything when it's truly dark. And so you don't know where to go. You don't even know where to start. All you need is that light switch to come on. As soon as that light switch turns on, you'll see it's clear as day, and it's so easy. It's just to get that initial spark of light to see what's going on, because you don't need years of college. You don't need all this, long training process and all that. Just a few hours here and there of learning what it is really, it just really opens up your mind. So that's why I decided to get in the project as well.
And what's so great about people like Olivia coming aboard is, folks, if you were learning or wanting to learn how to use a power saw, would you talk to a guy that didn't have any fingers? No, you'd want to talk to a guy that was using the power saw on a regular basis. Olivier is going to teach you what he does on a regular basis. I market every day. I make my living on the internet. That's how my wife and I live. I do this on a daily basis. And so what we want to do is share with you ideas that we're using on a daily basis, not theory and not thought, but the actual things that we're doing. And remember, as Olivier says, folks, the internet is blind. It doesn't care how old you are, doesn't care what gender you are, doesn't care what color you are. If you have a computer and an internet connection and you're smart enough to have a good hosting company, then you have just as much a possibility of being successful on the internet as anybody else. That's pretty much all I've got to say, Joel.
Well, let's just go through exactly what this whole package is so that people are 100% clear. I see a couple of people saying, could you explain it a little further to me in the conference room? And I'm sure there's some people on the call who are wanting the same thing. What the whole package is this, it is a three-hour home study course that I personally put together over the past 7 to 8 months of teaching you every single aspect of what I've learned on the internet today. Now, you might get the DVD in about 5 to 7 business days. You'll watch it, and then you're going to have questions. You're going to have comments. You're going to have things that you maybe don't quite understand. Now, to the first 100 takers, we're going to add a couple bonuses in there to make it sure that not only do you get great value from the DVD, but we're including your boot camp, Chet, and my boot camp and Olivier's boot camp absolutely free. So you're getting to work with three of the best internet marketers in the world today. We've been doing this a very, very long time. So you get the DVD. So the first 100 takers, folks, if you want to go to AtoZCode.com and scroll to the very bottom of the page, you'll see that we've got some amazing bonuses in there. So for the first 300 takers, we're going to include the Kiosk Boot Camp and Workshop, which is 6 weeks long, absolutely free. Now, some people on the call might be saying, well, what if I can't make it to all of the classes? Well, for the first 100 takers, one, we're going to record them, but the first 100 takers, and folks, we want you to commit. That's why we're creating these bonuses. We want you to invest in your education, and we're doing it at a very, very inexpensive price. Bonus one is a private workshop members form. So if you miss one call, you'll have access to Chet, Olivier, or myself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, okay? We want to commit and help you grow your business. Now, another bonus, after watching the DVD available to the first 100 people, is I will work with you folks on three conference calls. Anybody who signs up this evening for the DVD and the boot camp, I will work with you on a personal mentoring business. So you might come with me and say, this is the product, Joel, that I want to sell online. Can you help me develop my unique selling proposition? Can you help me develop it so that it's not a commodity in the marketplace, and ultimately help me leverage, create a leverage point to sell this product online? So that is the other bonus that, which has a value of $300. We're going to include that for the first 100 takers of the DVD system. So folks, you're going to get not only the boot camp, which has a value of $299 itself, you're also going to get, for the first 100 takers, the private workshop, with it, which has a value of $99.97. And to anybody who takes it tonight, get the three personal mentoring calls with me in addition to the calls that I'll be doing with Chet and Olivier, where I will personally analyze your own online business. That has a value of $299.97. We've got this offer up for the next 2 hours and 48 minutes and 15 seconds. All of it included, folks, the 6 weeks, the DVD, which will be shipped directly to your door, free shipping tonight, folks, for $149.97. Olivier, is there anything that you wanted to add in on the boot camp itself or the DVD and everything else?
Well, just to maybe put my point of view on what exactly is being offered here. Basically, the DVD is explaining exactly how Joel started from zero and got to where he is now with his million-dollar business. That's the DVD. So you get all the information about, well, how do I start from ground zero all the way to being a millionaire? Now, once you know all of this, you want to put it into action. So now you're going to need the tools to get there. That's where the boot camp comes in. That's where we're going to teach you everything you need to know. I'm going to personally take care of file management, web design, making sure your website is up on the internet. Chet is going to take care of all the marketing aspects. Maybe Chet would be a better place to explain exactly what he's going to show. But it's all-inclusive, from zero all the way to being on permanent vacation because you quit your job because you're doing so well. That's basically what this system offers.
Now, we've had Alona, who's been really my partner in business and life, who's been kind of listening softly in the background. Alona, is there anything that you wanted to mention about? You've seen how hard we've worked on this this new boot camp and this DVD. Is there anything that you might want to add from another perspective?
Well, I'll be perfectly honest. I mean, I see you working every day. No, I shouldn't say every day. Well, I see you working a lot. And, I mean, I learned things tonight that I didn't even know you did. And this is remarkable. So, I'm not just saying that, you know, like a lot of this is really, really good information. And, what I feel also, you know, just with these types of conference calls and these, and when you go to meetings, you know, seminars and that kind of thing, it's so empowering to be along and among people who are so like-minded and are so driven and just want to achieve their dreams. And I think I think tonight you've given them that foot in the door, so to speak.
Well, I'm very passionate about this. We wanted to put together a system that was affordable. There are a lot of phenomenal boot camps out there that are $2,000, $3,000, and $4,000 to take part in. We wanted to create something that is affordable. I feel very, very passionate working with all of you. I feel very blessed working with all of you. And that's why tonight we're willing to offer the whole system, the DVD, the boot camp, the bonuses, the personal mentoring for $149.97. So Mike, if you want, we'll open it up for a couple of questions. Folks, I cannot hear in the conference room. If you want to put in some questions in the text chat, then we can maybe answer a couple there. But text your questions in from the conference room, and we can answer a couple before heading out.
Yeah, maybe
go ahead, Alona.
Sorry, maybe Mike can read you the questions from the room.
Yeah, sure.
To answer a couple of them, Joel.
Yeah, okay. Some people are asking, what does JV mean? It means joint venture.
Joel,
is it commendable? That's a good question. Folks, in a couple of weeks, we're going to bring it to the public market at least double the price that it is now. We've put an extensive amount of work into this product, and it will be 50% commissionable to our affiliates. So right now we're internal launch. We're offering this to our members only. I'm sure 99.99% of the people on this call are members already. That's why we're offering it at such, 50% of what the retail cost will be, and also offering the bonuses that you see on that page. So again, go to atozcode.com. And that's where you can pick up the boot camp and the DVD. And we will promptly ship out the DVDs to those who purchase tonight, first thing tomorrow morning. You will be able to promote it. A lot of people are asking, can they promote it? Yes, you'll be able to promote it in a couple of weeks' time. Right now, this is an internal offering to the people who are on the conference call this evening. You'll see a wonderful testimony from Stephen Pierce. He sat down and watched the DVD with us. He absolutely loved it. You'll also get a 13-minute snippet of the DVD itself as well. So I look forward, folks, if there's nothing else, Olivier, Chet, Alona, that you wanted to mention on the call.
I've got something that I think we didn't cover very well, and that
sure.
I see a lot of questions about, will it be recorded? We won't be recording the boot camp training, but there will be a video for everything that I teach in the boot camp. There will be a video on the forum. You'll be able to log into the forum, download a sheet of notes that will cover the subject we're going to cover in that hour. You can three-hole punch it, put it in a binder. If you can't make the meetings, you can go back and watch the video. 4 hours a week, live training in the conference room. Saturday, there will be a review. You can come in Saturday. It won't be structured. We'll just answer questions. When the six-week boot camp is over, you can still come into the forum for as long as you want to, ask questions, and get answers.
Yeah, that's very important. That forum is going to be your central location for, you didn't make it to the call. All right, so now you've got the videos. You can study that course that you missed or that attended and you didn't get your question answered, or you had a question an hour later or a day later. Go to that forum, post your questions, and we'll help you that way.
A good question just came in. I was looking at the webcast part. Again, folks, I can't hear on the webcast, but I'm reading the text chat. Some people asking, can they pay via PayPal? Now, here's the good news. Yes, you can. But you can't pay through Kiosk or Hot Conference. Why? Because it's a violation of their terms and agreements at PayPal. As you all know, Hot Conference and Kiosk are running an MLM opportunity. So we can't use PayPal on Kiosk or Hot Conference. That said, if you want to pay via PayPal, this is what you need to do, is scroll down to the bottom of atozcode.com. Scroll down to the bottom of that webpage. On the bottom, it will say, not a member of Kiosk or Hot Conference. Click here to get the DVD and bootcamp. If you sign up as a non-member, So if you go to A to Z, actually, what I'll do is I'll paste it in the browser for you in the conference room, in the hot conference room. But again, if you're on the telephone call and you're not in front of your computer and you are a member of Kiosk for Hot Conference and you want to use PayPal, you can. But what you need to do is you need to sign up as a non-member of Kiosk or Hot Conference, even though you are. And the reason is, again, folks, because this is not an MLM opportunity, so we can sell using PayPal off of this website without being a violation of the terms and conditions of PayPal. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to paste that into the text chat right now for you of where you can sign up and pay via PayPal, even if you are a member. Looking at some other questions here in the text chat. Oh, absolutely, John. Okay, folks, anything else you want to cover, Alona, Chet, or Olivier?
Okay. I'm okay.
All right, well, again, folks, I have put every bit of my knowledge and my being into this course. I have not mentioned it in the conference room. I have worked on it very, very hard for approximately 6 to 7, 8 months now. I promise you that if you pick up the course tonight, the 3 conference calls that I will do with you personally to evaluate your business, I will put my heart and soul into. I pride ourselves on quality products. We'll help you build your business online, help you make it successful so that, as Alona said, you can say goodbye to your job. So that said, folks, thank you so much for an amazing conference call this evening. It is recorded. There is free shipping tonight for those of you who buy the course tonight. I think we're down to about 30 left. I see about 80 people have purchased already. But anyway, folks, have yourself a wonderful night. As soon as our new data center is up and running here in San Antonio, I will get back to as many conference calls as I can. It's been absolutely – I'm blessed. We feel blessed. Good question, Ted. Folks, the taxes are on us as well. Ted said any GST – no GST, no shipping tonight only, and we'll ship it right to your door. Not a problem there at all, folks. So anyway, I look forward to getting back to working with you guys soon. I'll keep you updated on my video blog on the progress of the data center. We all feel blessed working with you. Have yourself a wonderful night, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon. Olivier, Chet, and Alona, thank you so much for taking part in this call. We all look forward to working with everybody in the boot camp and DVD. Bye for now. Have a great night, everybody.
See you, Joe.